We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Pompiani joins us today, as he does once a week for the entire show. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. The time is 10:45, brought to you by Inspire Therapy. Treat sleep apnea without a mask. Visit inspiretherapy.com. All right, let's go to, we have anything really that you want regarding the Steelers on the table. We're going to jump into AB talk, since it was an interesting week for him. At 11.
Aren't they all interesting weeks for him?
Well, so far this week, last week at this time, we were already talking about flying furniture. Luckily, this week, all's quiet on the AB front. Dave, go ahead, man.
Morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
I can't speak for everyone, but I'm well.
I just got a couple comments. I think the Steelers' defense best play was leaving them score, leaving the Bengals score so they had time on the clock. I don't know if you thought they purposely let them run the ball.
I didn't. Did either one of you guys?
I thought they were trying to stop them. Absolutely.
Although, and I'll admit, Dave, that the thought crossed my mind
with
how easily he got in. But I think they're trying to get a stop there. They're up six. Go ahead.
And I'm talking about the referees. They have a lot of control over football games. Just look at the Pitt-Notre Dame game and the phantom calls that they used against Pitt during the game, especially the interference call at the end.
Yeah, I thought those were very sketchy. I did. I thought.
Was it true that the same guy was reffing that game who
did call
the phantom interference?
I double checked that just to make sure because I saw it widespread on Twitter.
It's interesting.
But then
really,
apparently that's true.
Are you surprised?
No.
First of all, you have Notre Dame at home. Okay.
National
They're
going
to get calls. You have Notre Dame playing to be in the national championship tournament. B, they're going to get breaks. They're just going to get breaks.
But that doesn't mean as a fan you're not going to be livid.
Oh, no, no. But how about being mad at the kicker for missing two field goals that would have won the game for you?
Sure. And you can be mad at the fake punt, but I'd be damn mad at some of those calls in that game.
But you can't be surprised.
What I'd be really mad about, though, is that the same guy was officiating who had one of the most blatant phantom calls I've ever seen in college football on that same field against Pitt a few years back. I would be very mad about that. But no, not surprised.
Notre Dame's going to get those calls under those.
It's a shame, too, because Pitt played a really good game. I thought their first half was as good as they could have played it, given where they were, who they were against, and how they executed. That's what you had to do on the road. And
I know Notre Dame may end up going undefeated. I'm not sure they're very good.
I agree with you.
I mean,
I think they're overrated.
I don't think they're really good.
It's Book It or Cook It, this segment, brought to you by Jurgle's Rhythm Grill, Pittsburgh's premier concert venue. Let's go to Champion, who's out in Penn Hills. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the new format. This is not meant to be rhetorical at all. I know it's a business. I admit that I don't know all the internal facts contractually. But what about team? What about commitment? What about sacrifice? Is it out of the realm of possibility that the Steelers would want to do something to dismiss Bell and keep Connor?
They could do whatever they want. They could dismiss Bell at any point. They can renege on it. They can take back his contract offer. So it's not a question of can they. It's do they want to. They can. They can tell him not to come back.
I obviously have no ill feelings against Bell personally, but I would wish, given the sacrifice and the commitment that Connor has made to me, and I share this in other places, I think Connor has that Rocky Blyer thing in him, that overcome it at all odds, regardless of size and talent. I think he's worthy of being recognized as the running back for this team. And I think the Steelers would be making a powerful statement across the board, the importance of team. I know there's contracts. I know there's certain things going on behind closed doors. But, man, I'm old school, and I really believe in that team thing. There's no I in team. And
how would you feel, champion? I hear you. I really do, loud and clear. But how would you feel if Connor got hurt one week and they're sitting there with, you know, with a game against Cincy late in the year to win the division? Wouldn't you want to have Le'Veon Bell around?
Yeah, Joe, and you can't project that any more than Le'Veon getting picked up on McKnight Road or him getting hurt. You know, you just can't. That's a possibility that could happen to anybody at any time.
Well, especially a running back.
But you can't leave yourself that exposed, and I think that's why they won't do anything but welcome him back.
And I still think I 100% believe he can still help them win.
Absolutely,
I do too.
It may not be next week, may not be the following week. At some point, he's going to help them win.
I would say at this point, for me, that the depth chart is in ink and James Conner's their number one running back, regardless of whether Bell comes in until further notice. Would you guys agree?
Until the play dictates a change. Right. Yes, I would.
Until further notice.
I have no
problem.
But
like I said, Mike Tomlin's never operated under this way. I don't think he's going to just say, okay, we're going to ease Le'Veon in either. He's going to play. And this is what Chris Hoke said this yesterday as well. And I, you know, he knows a lot about what goes on with some of the inner workings there. He said Tomlin will decide on one or the other. For Hoke, it's, and like me, it's Connor. I'm sure you guys would agree. But how do you, what, do you just don't play him until it's time? I think you got to at some point put him in there.
First of all, he can play wide receiver. He's made that very clear, and he's done it on the field, and he
wants to be paid like one.
So put him out there in different spots.
Well,
you can ease him back into the lineup, but I do agree with the notion that Tomlin will want to ride one guy. Right now, that guy deserves to be Connor, I think, unquestionably. He's the starting running back, whether Bell comes back today or not. 412-928-9370. At some point, I think in pro sports, when you prove yourself, even over a star player, you earn that job. Now, as I say that out loud, what would I be saying if Ben, for some reason, missed the first 5 or 6 games, right? And Josh Dobbs or if Landry Jones, if he was still here, were lighting it up. I would give the job back to Ben in a second. I do acknowledge that. So maybe it has to do, too, with these circumstances. You know what I mean?
I'm not ready to write him off. I think he's going to help this team. I'm with you.
Nobody's writing him off, but we're saying that Connor's the number one guy.
I understand. Let me say, okay? I let you speak. I'm not writing him off. I think he's going to help them win. I'm with you. I stick with Connor for a while, but I'm definitely working him in. Le'Veon, I'm not going to put him a wide receiver. I'm not going to put what I think, Todd Gurley might be the MVP of the league, so I don't know if I can even call him the best running back. I'm not going to turn the best running back in the league to Eli Rogers by putting him in the slot.
So what are you going to do with him?
I'm going to work him in slowly and see what happens. First of all, we got to see, A, is he going to come in? We don't know that. B, what kind of shape he's in. You got some time to practice. I get him some carries in the Cleveland game. I'll start Connor and then try to work him in and see what happens. My prediction, if he's healthy and can play, he will be your starting running back in the playoffs. That I just think he's that good. Now, that's a long way away. How many games have they played? What are they, 3-2-1? That's 8 games away, right? No, 10 games away.
10, yeah.
It's a long way away. A long way away. I'm not saying the Cleveland game.
But you are saying that right now James Conner is your starter until further notice.
Until further
notice. So we all agree on that.
Until further notice, yes. Yeah. Yes.
I find it interesting they have this little exercisable option, if they want, to use a 2-week roster exemption. And since this has become hardcore business, would the Steelers ever say, look, we're in pretty good shape right now, you can, you know, ease your way back, but we're not going to pay you for 2 more weeks?
Well, I think Joe's made a good point about this. Is that how, you know, if he's back here working, don't you pay him?
I'm telling you that option's available per CBA.
Oh, it's definitely available, but I mean,
you want to be hardcore like he's been hardcore?
I don't want to speak for him, but he phrased it very well. You know, when you have finally the reconciliation, do you want to start it again on those terms? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, like when we get in a fight with our significant other. Not that you ever do, Bob, but I know Ron's had a few. I've had a few. When we do that and finally there's a reconciliation, do you immediately want to poison the waters again?
Well, it's not about poisoning waters.
It is.
No, it's not. You're looking at where the running game is in pretty good shape right now. He has to come back and prove that he can go through football practice and show that he's capable of resuming where he hasn't played football in a long time. You're not going to pay a guy to sit around and do nothing. You have that option. I'm just saying it's part of business.
He's
do
working.
I expect the Steelers to do it? No. But it is part of the CBA, which is something Le'Veon Bell cannot complain about.
Nobody would argue about that.
Because if he complained about it for the very first time, they can say, well, look what you did.
Let's talk.
You hung us out to dry for the first several weeks when you told us you were coming in. Is it not hardcore business?
It is. The question is, do you want to employ that tactic right now? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it at the top of the hour on the Cook and Joe Show with Bob Pompeiani for the entire show today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.